Pod People.
You're listening to What Fresh Hell Is This? On today's episode, you'll be served some grind inspiration for the week, and Aaron Yeager goes postal at Little Caesars.
Pizza. Satan?
Yes, Joanne.
What fresh hell is this?
This is going to be great, I promise.
Breaking news, if you are receiving this right now, it's because you're a huge bitch.
Ugh, Christ. What fresh hell is this? Hi there, everyone, and welcome to What Fresh Hell Is This? With me, Stanzi Potenza. I hope you are having just a swell week. I have just been swamped with work recently because of all the exciting things that have been happening. I had the release of this podcast, obviously, the release of my song, my cover of Creep, and my second merch drop. So it's been pretty wild and hectic. But that didn't stop me from grinding. I'm still out here every day lifting, worsties. I'm lifting so hard. My muscles are looking crazy. I've got to say, I used to be really insecure about my arms and usually have a habit of covering them. But man, oh man, I've been getting so many thirst comments recently about my arms. Everyone's calling me Buff Stanzi, which is hilarious, but also crazy that something that used to be a big insecurity of mine became something that people really loved. And I actually had someone in my Instagram commented the other day, "Wake up, babe, Stanzi's forearms are back." And it inspires me to grind even harder. So this one's for you. Here is your weekly grind inspiration.
Hi there, loser weakling. I just wanted to check in and make sure that you've been grinding. Because if you haven't, well, I'll beat the shit out of you. Hi-ya! Oh, don't worry. I won't hurt you too bad, because you still need your strength to work out. I want to see you lifting, bitch. It's time to break a sweat and absolutely crush that workout routine you've been putting off. It's the only way Senpai will notice you, you know. Senpai. Let's tone those arms, stupid. Time to strengthen those thighs so you can crush Senpai's head between them. Did you wake up feeling like a disgusting beta today?
Ew.
I bet you did, loser. You need to get on the fucking grind and get that alpha shit, bitch. I'm sick of being surrounded by betas. Aw, are you gonna cry? The only liquid that's allowed to leave your body is sweat dripping from your face after an intense workout. Got it? Okay, great. I love you. Good job, loser.
Something I've noticed is that a lot of you like being talked down to based on the reactions I've gotten in response to my Instagram stories where I call you idiots and sussy bakas. It's like a fun, sexy time for you. Truly, no judgment on my end. I think I was just a little surprised by how many people were titillated by my bullying on my post-grind Instagram stories. I feel like I could commit a crime and still have simps. That brings me to my hot take of the day, actually. We need more women in the serial killer industry. It's no secret that it's a male-dominated field. I believe that we, as a society, need to make space for female serial killers. I want to see torture chambers with Elizabeth Warren posters. I want blood writing on the walls that say, "Yes, she can." Bury a body while wearing a pussy hat and a cropped sweater that says, "Wine o'clock." Bring a ring light with you when you get arrested so your mugshot looks snatched. That's some real girl boss shit right there. If you're a male serial killer and you're about to kill someone, please step back and ask yourself, am I stealing opportunities from women right now? Because the answer is yes, okay? Check your privilege. Don't let society tell you that you can't do something because you're a woman. If you believe it, you can achieve it. Pop off, queen, girly, bestie. She, her, the house down, babe. Let's yassify crime, one girl boss at a time. God, I'm so bold and innovative. Speaking of men committing crimes, I recently heard about a story that's gone viral about a man who was so angry that his local Little Caesar's Pizza didn't have hot and ready pizza. That he pulled out an AK-47 and threatened the employees. This is real. The story goes as follows. One man allegedly went too far when he was told his Little Caesar's pizza was not hot and ready. Pulling out an AK-47 on employees and demanding his food ASAP. Worsties, that was the actual report on the news. Well, the anime community got a hold of that, and I saw a video saying that this is something Eren Yeager from Attack on Titan would do if he was living in this era. That brings me to my new segment, What Would Eren Do? Well, this week, Eren will do anything it takes to get his Little Caesar's pizza.
Pizza.
Even if it costs you your life.
Hi there, my name is Eren Yeager, and I'd like to place an order.
Sure, what can I get for you?
One large cheese pizza and 10 zesty breadsticks.
Sure thing, anything else?
That's it.
Okay, great, that'll be 10 minutes, just so you know.
What did you just say?
We need to heat up some more pizzas, so it'll be about 10 minutes.
You mean to tell me? Well, I walked into my local Little Caesar's, known for its hot and ready pizza. And not only is it not hot, but it's not ready?
Yeah, we're sorry, we're running a little behind.
You must think I'm some kind of joke, huh? Like you can push me around and do whatever you want. Well, I'll be the last one laughing, just like how I always am.
Okay, it's like 8 minutes now. Can you please calm down, sir?
Calm down. Every day, I watch my comrades get slaughtered by the Titans. Right now, Armin and Mikasa are waiting for me to bring them home. Delicious pizza. And zesty breadsticks.
Listen, man, you're gonna get your... Whoa! Is that a gun? Sword? Knife? Razor blade? What is this?
It's my ODM gear. You wouldn't understand. I won't sit back while you humiliate me.
Yo, chill, it's ready. Just take it.
All right, fine. But I'm not leaving a tip. You don't deserve it.
All good, man. All good.
Oh, I hate my life.
Pizza.
Worsties, there's just no way Eren Yeager would be a good tipper. I can't believe it, and I won't. As always, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and let me know if you want more grind inspiration. I know so many of you love the Instagram story grind videos, and I want another way to immortalize them, because I ran out of room on my Instagram story highlights section. I actually checked the other day and there were about 450 videos since I started working out from that little like Instagram story series. So there are just too many grind videos and I must be stopped. Anyway, enjoy the rest of your week, Worsties. What Fresh Hell Is This was written by me, Stanzi Potenza. It was co-created by me and my friends at Pod People who make this podcast come to life. Rachel King, Matt Sav, Chris Jacobs, Danielle Roth, Carter Wogan, and Anne Foos. Special thanks to Danielle Harvey at Dulcedo and all of my friends and family. If you love What Fresh Hell Is This, share it with a friend. And if you really want to overdeliver, please leave a 5-star review and rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow me at Stanzi Potenza on TikTok and at Stanzi Potenza everywhere else to stay up to date on everything I've got going on. Until next time, I will see you in hell.